So now, why in the world are we going to talk about the Brazos Valley Farmers Market when it's 20-something degrees and it feels like the teens? This cannot be perfect. More perfect timing. Patrick Gendron is here from the Farmers Market. And for me, when we're talking about an event this coming Saturday when the forecast calls for 60-degree weather, you must have booked that way in advance.
Well, we're very blessed. You know, right now, actually, we're blessed to have these cold temperatures, too, because that, you know, there are certain fruit trees that need a certain number of chilling hours, and so this certainly helps out with peaches and other fruit trees. But, no, this weekend looks to be good, and we're going to have, it's either our third or fourth annual Valentine's celebration. And at the farmer's market, you know, there's all kinds of things to come down and do. It's just not a place to buy vegetables, but it's a great social gathering. And every Saturday morning, we are at the corner of Texas Avenue and William J. Bryan Parkway, right across the street from the Brazos County Courthouse. And the Valentine's celebration, we've done like this 3 or 4 years now. We'll have live music, chef demonstration. We always have a local chef or one of our members cooks. They cook up something from all the vegetables that are available and locally grown vegetables. We'll have a raffle and a bunch of treats and activities for kids. We usually have a table or two set up for the kids to come out, make Valentines. We have all the supplies. Just bring the kids, and you don't have to bring anything. Just bring the kids with you, and they can come and have a good time. So you can make a event out of it. It's not just a place to come, like I said, and buy vegetables, but you can easily come out there and spend an hour. So we're happy to have everyone out. And after this event, we'll have a St. Patrick's Day event, and then an Easter celebration, and then Halloween and Thanksgiving and Christmas. So we have something special each of the holidays.
Well, maybe we can get to something stretched out then for the other months right now, because it almost sounds like you go, about 6 months without having a specialty theme. Maybe we can cook up something for the summertime months. Although I suppose you have enough traffic during the summertime.
Yeah, well, summertime. We do have special events in the summertime too, because we partner with the Go Texan program, the Texas Department of Agriculture, and do some functions with demonstrations, and that's when we have a lot of vegetables coming in, and usually we have something for the July 4th too. But like I said, this weekend, coming up this Saturday from 8 to noon at the corner of Texas Avenue and William J. Bryan Parkway, right across the street from the Brazos County Courthouse, is our Saturday Brazos Valley Farmers Market. You know, Bill, you and I were talking earlier, but this is the perfect time. I mean, February is when people need to start thinking about, you know, getting their own gardens ready.
Well, and in fact, you brought up a little bit about how the weather may or may not be impacting some development of what will be grown later on this year. What about these 2 weeks of hard freezes? Has that been a good thing?
Well, that's a good thing because, you know, sometimes that can have a really good effect in killing some of the bugs out there, some of the non-beneficial insects that are out there. These real cold temperatures, they stay that way for a long time. So there's the benefit of that way. But also chilling hours. Fruit trees need a certain number of chilling hours. Otherwise, they don't produce as well as they otherwise would. You know, but February, you know, it's cold out there right now, and it has been. But this is the time when you got to start thinking about your own garden and getting ready. You know, start preparing the soil, because when March comes around, you need to already have, you know, seeds ready to go in the ground, plants ready to put in, you know, transplant. So, you know, here in the next few weeks, you'll be able to buy seedlings and plants at the farmer's market, and come out now and start talking to some of the farmers and gardeners, because they're already thinking about that too.
I was going to bring up, I'm sure, a wealth of experience that folks don't mind sharing, especially maybe with newcomers that may be planting their first or second year garden here in this part of the world.
Yeah, and you know, this area of Texas, you know, it's very difficult to grow any kind of vegetable or fruit, and the people, our growers, our members, our farmers and gardeners at our market have had experience in this area dealing with, you know, when to plant, when not to, and what to do, and what kind of varieties too. So, you know, if you can come to the farmer's market any Saturday morning and talk to any of our growers and farmers to talk about what kind of varieties to plant, you might be able to buy some of those seedlings and some of those plants, and you know, that you need to get started right away. And we're also encouraging, Bill, new members. If someone is a farmer, or if they're a gardener and they want to come out and sell their vegetables and their fruit this coming spring season, now's the time to come and join up, and they can go to our website, BrazosValleyFarmersMarket.com. Just www.brazosvalleyfarmersmarket.com. Get an application, and the more the merrier. You know, like I said, we're not just a place of commerce. This is a social event. This is a gathering where people come and enjoy themselves and bring their kids. And it's a wonderful place to be.
Well, there was a time when Saturdays meant going into town to do your shopping, and this kind of reminds me of that sort of era.
Yeah, you know, you come to the farmers market, then there's all kinds of events in downtown Bryan, all kinds of shopping in downtown Bryan too. You know, we're just right across the street from Texas Avenue from downtown Bryan. So, like I said, this Saturday is a good time to come, and there's going to be lots of different little vendors out there. You can buy different Valentine's gifts. If you know, you get different ideas, and come on down Saturday morning.
And find Patrick and everyone else if you're interested in learning more about how to produce well in the upcoming season and to pick up a few things to take home with you.
Definitely. And I would say this event is organized by the Friends of the Brazos Valley Farmers Market. It's, you know, like the Friends of the Library. We have the Friends of the Brazos Valley Farmers Market. Great, wonderful group of folks that organize these events.
Very good. And again, appreciate you coming up and visiting a little bit about the upcoming activities.
Thank you, Bill.
You're welcome. Patrick Gendron with us. Again, the Brazos Valley Farmers Market.com on the web. And again, the Valentine celebration taking place this Saturday. Again, it is always Saturday at the Farmers Market, 8 until noon in downtown Bryan.